We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. You're home for ultimate classic rock. We're talking 22s. We're going to talk about some of the options out there.
Yeah.
We talked about how dirty the round is.
dirty round. It's a bad round.
It's a little bit of the history. And we're going to talk about some of the newfangled options you've got out there as well. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
Yeah.
One of our sponsors, one of your sponsors for the gun raffle.
Yeah.
And so I know you want to take a moment, thank everybody, including Tri-County, who also happens to sponsor this show.
They do, and we appreciate them so much. You can link to them right on my website, thegss.com. Go right to theirs. But if you need a roof done, give them a call, for God's sakes. Be glad you did. They'll treat you right, and they'll do a good job. They just got done with Tony LaBreeze here from the radio station, and did a great job for him. They've done a great job for me, and they'll do a great job for you. But he also heavily emphasized, take kids out shooting. Teach the sport to the youth. We have to pass it on. It's just like radio. If we don't end up with board ops in here running the boards that are young and interns, who's going to run the radio in 10 years when we're done with radio? Maybe 20 years when we're done with radio, but, you know. But anyways, it's we got to pass it on. You know, pass it on. That's what it's all about. But we do want to take time. And Tim also wanted to make sure, he said, man, make sure you thank your sponsors for this gun raffle. It's been phenomenal. It's gone great. A special thanks to Williams Gun Sight, of course. Complete Wealth Advisors, David Smith, a good friend of ours. TFI, Technical Finishing Incorporated. Local 7, Sheet Metal Workers Union. They've been great. And Farrell Home Sales. Tom sponsored right from the start. Great guy and helping us out tremendously. Teach Out Security Solutions. You'll notice them when a lot of times you'll go to hospitals. They'll be all over the place. Great bunch of guys, and the owner's a dear friend and helps us over and over again. Topper Hopper and Sorok Plastics. Tom and the whole crew there, just outstanding, and tremendous support for Tommy's Heart. And they have been from day one. Our very first fundraiser, they were there. My cardiologist, Dr. Tom Van Heck, totally believes in what we're doing. He's helping us too. McCarthy Electric. Outstanding electricians who led me to Wins Electrical Supply. And between the two of them, those guys sold about 350 tickets.
Wow.
So they did a tremendous job for us in promoting, selling right on Saginaw Street during Back to the Bricks. So it's like, holy cow.
Yeah, they got front row seats.
Yeah,
why not?
They did, and they just couldn't. But they just kept calling me every couple of days saying, hey, we need more tickets, you know.
Yeah, cool.
Great folks all the way around, and just good people. Frozen in Time Treasures, our good friend Tim, one of the three Tamigos. He was involved in it as well.
No, nobody remembers the three Tamigos anymore.
I do. That was a good commercial.
That was kind of fun.
We had three Tims sponsoring the show once. It was the three Tamigos. But anyways, our good friends at Modern Concrete, those guys have sold like 250 tickets as well. And then they have a couple of employees selling them too, selling like 100 each. So they might be the grand prize winner for the most tickets.
Wow.
Sold. Kasuba Enterprises, great folks at Kasuba, do all your pavers and hard work stuff there. And Craney Signs by Craney. Of course, they did our trailer. They sold signs. They had, you should see the cool illuminated sign they made for us when I went to pick up the raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They made a sign for Mary's desk that's, it's neon, and it glows. This Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, just phenomenal.
Oh, that's cool.
Dan Craney, hats off to you guys, and Alicia, great folks. And then our good friends at ABC Supply Company. Of course, they're a huge roofing contracting supply company.
Yeah.
And corporate sponsored, and they sold tickets right in the store in Flint on Dolan Drive. Tickets went to Lansing, sold out of Lansing, just all over the place. But
and you get a lot of support. You got a lot of folks who believe in what you do, know what how much good you do, and that's got to feel fantastic.
I've got two left. Reliable Enterprises, of course, Jeremy, who sponsored the first segment of the show today, I think, and outstanding support always for Tommy's Heart. Whatever we need, he seems to handle for us. And Flushing Valley Dental, Dr. Dean Ebert, just a great guy. He's a pilot. He's so cool. And as soon as I mention this, he says, well, I love what you do, and I love guns, so I'm a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's selling tickets to people while they're getting their teeth cleaned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just sign here.
Captured audience, right?
Go ahead and spit. All right, now sign there. So great.
Well, you picked your way through those sponsors in a strange way, because ABC looked like it was the last one.
It was the last one.
But then you went back and you had a couple more to do.
Yeah, because there was two middle in the middle there that I missed.
That's what I'm saying. You jumped around.
I jumped around. Yeah, I jump around a bit.
You're kind of a jumping bee.
That's why I squirrel hunt. Look, squirrel.
I get it.
So Tri-County Roofing, get a hold of them at 810-732-7740. Better yet, link to them right from my website and give them a call. Check out their website. Beautiful work.
Yeah, they do fantastic
work. Just top-notch work, too. So
listen, keep it right here. We'll be back one more set. Oh, no. We're just getting started. I forgot. This is the intro to the segment. Sorry.
That's right. So I just wanted you to know that just about everybody out there that makes guns makes 22 caliber guns. It's easier to say the companies that don't make them that do. But it's hunting season, so.
What about Henry?
Henry makes a ton of them.
Okay.
Yeah, they got one, the Golden Boy. It's their whole series, and they do a series of custom lever action guns, brass receivers, and they're all customized for different, like the Truck Drivers Association or something, and they'll do a custom one for Tommy's Heart.
Oh,
and my friend Tom from Topper Hopper, Sorok Plastics, he says, "Oh, I've had plenty of custom guns done through Henry. Oh. Let's make one for Tommy's Heart. They'll laser cut the stock and everything with his picture in the stock and everything. Oh. It's like I won't want to raffle that one away. I want to keep it hanging in the office, you know.
Yeah.
So great things though, and so there's these companies that make these things. It's just an unbelievable array of guns. So from the smallest to the biggest, literally guns so small, Dan, folding 22 pistols that'll fit in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And it's like putting
Swiss Army knife,
like putting two Bic lighters in your pocket at the same time. That's about the size of it.
Yeah.
And about the same weight. Snake Eyes double barrel Derringers.
Yep.
Just the coolest things in 22. Fun to shoot. One time I was out fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. No, in the Atlantic Ocean on a boat. And all of a sudden I heard a gunfire on the back of the boat. I thought, uh-oh, you know, expelling terrorists? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
And,
pirates.
No, a guy caught a big shark.
Oh.
And he had one of those belt buckles that held a 22 Magnum pistol. And he pulled the belt buckle out and shot the shark in what he thought was the brain. And then four shots later, the shark was still wiggling, so it didn't work. But he just kept shooting the shark.
How big was it? Was he afraid?
It was like a 4.5-footer. They didn't want to bring it in a boat.
Alive.
Yeah. So I caught a shark shortly thereafter. I didn't have a gun on me, which is rare. So I grabbed it and I choked it to death.
Oh, really?
I squeezed it at the gills.
Oh, yeah.
And the shark was going bonkers.
Oh, yeah?
And it wanted to live real bad, and I didn't want it to live. Because we were going to eat it. We were going to have shark steaks.
You were them, yeah.
So I killed it with my bare hands. And one of the deckhands come over and said, "Did you catch a dead shark?" And these two guys next to me go, "That guy just killed that shark with his bare hands." And they offered me a job that day.
Oh, yeah.
They said, "You can work on this boat anytime you want to, pal." You're willing to kill a shark with your bare hands. Of course, those were younger, dumber days. But still a lot of fun. But the point is, with 22 long
rifles, just closed up the gills.
I squeezed the gills. And sharks have no bone structure. It's all cartilage. Yeah. So I squeezed him down. He was only about the size of a cantaloupe around.
Uh-huh.
But I just put the death squeeze on him and squeezed the life out of him.
Well, when you're swinging a hammer back in those days, it was pretty good forearms.
It was a different John back then. You know,
great.
I don't think I would do that today. But you can spend literally $99 on a 22 gun, or you can spend $2,099 on a 22 gun. What you're going to get is quality performance, and so there's so much to talk about. You know, basically, I kind of call it this: you can be Don Knotts with a 22, or you can be John Wayne with a 22. Okay, and some are not as impressive as others, and they're fun to giggle with. But remember that they're all deadly weapons, and you got to be very careful.
Sure.
So safety first at all times. Just because it's a little bullet doesn't mean it can't do tremendous damage.
Right.
So. Please remember that. Always safety first. always goes back to that 1887 Stevens single shot. They're still around for a reason because they're good old rifles. Keep the bores clean, a little bit of oil, not too much. You're good to go. So just keep that. You're constantly improving your shootability and your accuracy by practicing with these 22s. So remember to come out and see us tomorrow at Williams Gun Sight. We got one more segment to do. We're going to talk about Williams. But in our raffle courses, wrapping up tomorrow, we might have a couple tickets left tomorrow.
I was going to say, are you, you know, you had some that came back just recently.
People are still buying from us online. So every time I go back home,
yeah,
I find out more sold.
Okay.
And I've only got like maybe 45 left.
Okay.
And so we'll see, I might have some. So it depends on how many I have tomorrow as to how soon I'm going to get to Williams.
Gotcha.
And start selling them so that they're all gone for the time of sale.
Because
I want them all gone. You know, that's the key, is getting them all gone. So because the main thing was to raise a minimum of $20,000 to buy 10
EKGs.
They're refurbs. They're a lot more than that, but these are ones that are, they've been used as sample machines, and now we're getting them for our foundation, and they're only a couple years old, and we're glad to get them. So very excited about the next phase.
Of course, that helps with the mission. That's important when you're doing. I saw a segment on the news the other day, somebody from Florida who was talking about sudden cardiac arrest.
Right.
And, you know, how many it is. And I mean, it's a big number. It's a small number for the number of kids who participate in sports, but the people that are struck by sudden cardiac arrest, it's devastating. 13 to 19-year-old kids in their prime. They're playing sports. They've got no idea.
Yep.
And he was talking about the importance of an EKG.
Yeah, that we can catch see these. What's going on. Yep. Yeah. That's why we started off buying 20 of them right off the bat. Now we're just refurbishing. We're upgrading our inventory.
Right.
It's kind of like getting a new hammer, you know? So, or a new 22 rifle. Mm-hmm. So we've got... Our numbers show over 23,000 kids a year collapse with sudden cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
We know that 80 to 90% are not going to make it. So the AEDs help a lot.
Yeah.
But we try to catch those heart ailments before they happen with the EKGs.
Yep.
And then with an ultrasound, which we already have the new ultrasound machines, but we've got two of them. So we're in good shape there.
Because if you find the problem, these things can be corrected.
Yes,
steps can be taken to prevent the tragedy.
We've got so many kids that have been saved already by what we've done. And it's, you know me, it's my life mission now.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, I have fun with guns, but
I live. Coming here talking guns.
I live the foundation.
That's what you do. Yeah.
7 days a week anyway. So
yep.
It's all good.
Right.
And sometimes you'll see me at the range with a shirt on that says Tommy's Heart.
So it's not unusual.
It's not unusual.
It's not unusual to see John in Tommy's shirt.
Was that Tom Jones or was that Engelbert Humperdinck? I think they each could have done it.
I think Tom Jones.
I think Tom Jones, yeah.
All right, we got to go. We'll come back. Seize the Deal is not on right now.
No, it's not.
You know, but we've got to, I got to tell you. Today.
What's the special?
So
Sizzler?
We've got a nursery rhyme auction going on right now.
A nursery rhyme auction. I don't get it.
It's a nursery rhyme auction. I've got a mama bear, a baby bear, and a papa bear chainsaw from Townline Ace Hardware.
Oh, did you really? Todd's a great guy.
And then a big bad blower.
Oh, no kidding.
Backpack
big
blower.
Bad blower. I like
it. So it's the three bears and a big bad blower up for bids right now at Seize the Deal Live. Go bid on them.
Wow.
You got till 5 o'clock today.
Wow.
Just
sounds
FYI.
Like a deal. What kind of chainsaw?
They're Echos. There's
no kidding.
There's
what?
Three different Echos. There's a big. There's a bigger and
that
there's
was
a bigger.
An echo joke.
Oh, I gotcha. All right.
Right over his head.
You know what? We're past due for a break, John.
We are.
We're going to take it. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1. Back after this.